sharpening your sporting punt. Thanks to the TAB, welcome to the Winners' Sporting Edge.
Yes, welcome along. You're with Andrew Hughes, and joining us online from the TAB is Trent Langscale for the Sporting Edge. Good morning, Trent.
Hello to you, Andrew.
It feels like almost 11 days since we had an AFL match to bet on, and that's because it has been 11 days. Everyone can't wait, and the punter's ready to start tonight, eh?
They are, and it has been a long wait. We had the VFL finals over the weekend and the EJ Witten Legends game and also the AFLW State of Origin, but doesn't compare to the real thing, Andrew, and it's been a long wait. And similar to last year where the Thursday night final, there was a fair bit of anticipation that West Coast were easily going to beat the Western Bulldogs, and as we saw last year with the finals, that it does appear to be a second season, so we will just wait and see how the sides perhaps have reacted to having the extra week off. But full of anticipation for the first final tonight there in the City of Churches.
All right, the big story has been Rory Sloane won't be playing. What are the latest prices? Did that change do anything to ease the Crows at all?
It has, Andrew, because earlier on in the week, Adelaide were as short as $1.45. They are now $1.55. And GWS as much as $2.85 into $2.50. So at the moment, the Crows $1.55 and the Giants $2.50. In the line betting, we did have 14.5 during the week. It's down to 11.5, and it's currently $1.90 each of two. Now, to the margin betting now, we are quoting the draw in markets where you've got margin betting and other types like the half-time, I guess, normal time double. So please note that the draw is being quoted at the end of normal time. So you've got the Crows by under 39.5 points at $2.10, the Giants under 39.5 at $3, the Crows over 39.5 at $4.40, the Giants by over 39.5 at $11, and draw at the end of normal time at $41. So there are our bigger bet types there, Andrew, for the head-to-head, the line and the margin. Just with the first goal kicker, we've got plenty of options because there's plenty of attacking modes for both Adelaide and GWS, and Taylor Walker is the favourite there at $7.50 in that particular market. So plenty of anticipation for the night, Adelaide and GWS. Of course, the winner will get a home preliminary final for the third week, and the loser, well, they'll have to face the winner of either Port Adelaide or West Coast. So plenty exciting tonight there at the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, I'll be taking the Crows 1-39. I do respect the Giants. I'm certainly not taking anything under $1.60, the Crows, so I'll take the gamble on the game being tight. I do understand that in the top four, of course, once things get away from you, the second chance can come into the mind of the coaching panel. But I'll have something on the Crows at odds against a tab. Under 39.5, I'll steer clear of the odds on price. Geelong and Richmond, what a build-up. And it's actually one of the best betting games across the four finals.
It is. This is extremely tight here, Andrew, and it's pretty much 50-50, the betting for both of the sides, just a slight lean towards Richmond, so there's obviously plenty of Tiger fans that are hoping that it's a repeat of 1980. It's been pretty barren since then in terms of final success, as opposed to Geelong, who've won three premierships since the 1980 season. But you've got Geelong at $1.75 and Richmond $2.15. The line for the game is 4.5 points, so there's practically nothing in it from that position. For the margin betting, again, at the end of normal time, you've got the Cats by under 39.5 points at $2.15. The Tigers under 39.5 at $2.50. The Cats by over 39.5 at $6.50. The Tigers over 39.5 at $9 and draw at the end of normal time at $41. So expecting that this will probably be the biggest betting final in the first week, Andrew, just because of the profile of both the teams and the fact that there's only three Victorian sides left. So you've got a big one here tomorrow night at the MCG. And despite the conditions, you'd be expecting over 90 to 95,000. So there's a lot of Richmond fans that are hopeful that this is finally the time. They've had a lot of, as I said, barren years in terms of elimination final losses, but at least they know that you've got the double chance for this particular final. But the Cats, they've got the experience, and they have won 13 in a row against the Tigers, including their round 21 success at Simmons Stadium when they were missing Joel Selwood and Tom Hawkins.
Yeah, tough call. I can't pick this one. I'm not sure who I'm going to have a bet on just yet. I'll have a small play, but right now I'll be listening to all of the experts and watching the money. It is a really, really tough call. Good luck if you're betting in that game at TAB on the Cats and Richmond. Well, to the Saturday game between the Swans and Essendon, this is clearly the so-called one-sided market at TAB.
And we've got Sydney $1.20 favourites and Essendon $4.80. And the money is pretty much three quarters in favour of the Swans. So you've got that particular respect there for the Swans. In the line betting, they're giving up a 34.5 point start, so easily the biggest line of the weekend. In the margin betting, you've got the Swans by under 39.5 points at $2.10 and over 39.5 at $2.25. The Bombers to prevail by under 39.5 points at $5.50, over 39.5 at $34, and draw at the end of normal time for this elimination final at $67. And we've seen the rejuvenation in Sydney since they started the season with six straight losses there, Andrew. And, well, one of the wins that they had, well, back in round 14 when they got out of jail pretty much against Essendon, winning by the barest of margins. And, well, as we've seen, Sydney, they've won four straight and 11 of their last 12. They've only lost to one side since round six and just happened to be Hawthorn that did it to them twice. So the Bombers, they've got a tough task ahead of them, but there is that. They perhaps are the story there in regards to the Western Bulldogs last year, in that they were the big outsiders. Not many people expect them to cause Sydney any trouble, but as we saw in round 14, they almost got the point. So it should be an interesting elimination final there on Saturday at the SCG.
My bet, I'll be taking the Bombers at the higher line. Of course, at TAB, you can move up the line to different brackets. So as a multi-leg, I might take Essendon, say, getting a 50-plus start or something and find another leg. I think they might hang around for enough of the night to stay within a big margin. If I'm wrong, so be it, but that'll be my bet. I'll take the TAB option. So just reminding you, if you want to have a bet on every game at the TAB, you can always take differing handicaps. So even though the line at the moment for that game, as you say, is just under six goals, you can take the Bombers getting something in the 50-60 point range, and it's a good way of putting in a multi-leg. I like doing that. And to the last game, which is, of course, Port Adelaide and the West Coast Eagles, Trent.
And Port Adelaide have received the most support since we had the betting open for this elimination final. They're $1.42 and West Coast $3. The line is 14.5 points. And just the margin betting here, you've got the Power by under 39.5 at $2.05. The Eagles under 39.5 at $3.40. The Power by over 39.5 at $3.75. The Eagles by more than 40 points at $13 and draw at the end of normal time at $41. And with this particular match, Andrew, well, we saw during the season at West Coast, they were able to get the points in round 7 at the Adelaide Oval. And then 9 rounds later, Port Adelaide were able to reverse that result at Domain Stadium. So this should be an interesting affair. The Power have struggled against the top 8 sides this season, and we know the Eagles' dramas when they have to board a plane.
Been pushing a few outsiders. I might also take West Coast at a higher line. I think they've got nothing to lose, so to speak, if you can say that in a final. All the pressure will be on Port. West Coast sneaking into the finals with a bit of a miracle weekend last weekend. I don't know. I'll have something on the Eagles. Maybe can't trust Port Adelaide even at home. Just before we take a break for this part of the Sporting Edge, what about some of the, I was going to say long-term markets, but Brownlow and Premiership are now only essentially weeks away. So they might have been long-term, but now they're almost with us.
They are, and we've Adelaide, the $3.50 Premiership favourites heading into tonight's qualifying final. You've got Sydney at $4.50, GWS at $5. Geelong at 6, Richmond 7, and then out to the double figures, Port Adelaide 17, West Coast 41, and Essendon $67, which was the price that the Western Bulldogs were last year before they won their second premiership. So that's the flag market there, Andrew. Dustin Martin, $1.10 for the Brownlow medal. It'd be a huge shock that if he didn't win that in around about 3 Mondays' time. But there's plenty of other options. We've already got the betting open on the Norm Smith medalist, where Rory Sloane is the $13 favourite. There's also the Gary Ayres medal for the best player in the finals. This was first struck last year. And Patrick Dangerfield is the $6 favourite there. So plenty of interest. And also, there's the most goals for the AFL finals. And one punter did have a bet during the week of 4,000 on Lance Franklin. And he's $3.25 to kick the most goals in the AFL finals.
This is the Sporting Edge with thanks to TAB on Winners, RSN 927 social media as well. Back with more shortly.
Sharpening your sporting punt. Thanks to the TAB, this is the Winners' Sporting Edge.
Yes, you're with Andrew Hughes and Trent Langscale with us, talking TAB prices and sporting odds. And the NRL finals, of course, underway this week as well. And let's quickly run through a few prices where, of course, the Melbourne Storm, a deserved minor premiership, and clearly the team to beat, Trent.
They are, Andrew. Just before discussing the finals, I will say that the Storm are currently $1.85 to win the premiership, and that is the shortest price that the team has been entering the finals to win the NRL premiership since the Melbourne Storm back in 2008.
Now, wow, that's short.
It ends a bit better this time because the Storm actually lost in the first week of the finals when it was still the old McIntyre system. They were the top side and they lost to the 8th place Warriors at Olympic Park in the first week. They eventually got to the grand final, but they lost to Manly 40-0 and Cameron Smith was suspended for the grand final. So hopefully it ends a bit better for the Storm this season. But starting with the final, so tomorrow night at Allianz Stadium, you have the Sydney Roosters $1.60 and Brisbane $2.40. The line there is 4.5. This is a qualifying final, so the double chance for both teams. Just the favourite options in margin betting at the end of normal time. The Sydney Roosters by 1-12 at $2.70 and the Broncos by 1-12 at $3.40. Then we get to Saturday, where the other qualifying final, a 4:10 start at Amy Park, where Melbourne are $1.18 and Parramatta $5. The line is 12.5, so no surprise that the favourite way in margin betting is the Storm by 13 or more at $1.90. Now, Parramatta actually beat the Storm at Amy Park this season, but there is a lie there, the fact that Cameron Smith, Billy Slater, Cooper Cronk and other stars were missing because that was during the origin period. So a tough task for the Eels on Saturday night against the Storm. And then the elimination finals take place. Now, these sides actually met last week at Brookvale Oval, and Manly were too good for Penrith, and they'll do battle again. That's the 7:40 match on Saturday night at Allianz Stadium, where Manly are $1.55 and Penrith $2.50. The line for the game is 4.5 points. And then on Sunday, the other elimination final, this one also at Allianz Stadium, and we have the reigning premiers Cronulla $1.33 and North Queensland at $3.40, and the line there is 8.5. And even though the Sharks don't play very often at Allianz Stadium, Andrew, they have a tremendous record there. They've beat the Sydney Roosters in 3 consecutive attempts, and the Cowboys just routinely struggle there at the Sydney Football Stadium. So the Sharks will be hoping they can keep their premiership defence alive for one more week.
Just quickly, is the odds on favourite because of the prices across the nation? Is that because you're heavily laid them? Because I don't normally steer people away from tab markets, but right now, and I do concede you get a second chance if you lose this week, but I would concede if you're going to back the Storm for the premiership, you'll get better than slightly odds on if you back them all up, especially if you take the dice this week and then roll them into a semi and a grand final. I'll say now the all up will be better than that odds on price come the premiership if they win.
It'll be around the mark because, I mean, they're $1.18 on Saturday night, Andrew. Then they would play, well, if they were to win, they would then play perhaps a combination of either the Sydney Roosters or Brisbane. They'd probably, I'd be saying, around about $1.30 for that. And then in the grand final, once again, could be the Sydney Roosters, could be Brisbane or someone, an absolute bolter, perhaps from positions 5 to 8. And they'd be probably about $1.30 to win the grand final. So they are extremely short. They were 3 games clear on top of the ladder, and their for and against just far outweighs any of their opponents. So they look extremely dominant, Andrew, but as I mentioned, in 2008, it appeared to be the case. They lost in the first week. They got to the grand final, but then they fell due to a result of Cameron Smith being suspended and just other factors that occurred. So we'll see what happens.
Good luck. Looking ahead 3 weeks in a row is dangerous stuff, although I know you do some part-time work at the Caribbean Gardens as a clairvoyant. Just in our remaining minutes, your beloved NFL football returns this week.
It does, tomorrow morning, and we have the Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots. They're $1.22. They're at home to the Kansas City Chiefs at $4.30. The line is 9.5, and we've got a few over-unders up for the points, 47.5, 49.5, and also 51.5, so that'll be 10:30 tomorrow morning, and Roger Goodell will be absolutely booed to the content until he leaves Foxborough there with that particular game tomorrow morning. And just the feature ones, it'll be on 7, mate, early Monday morning. So at 3 o'clock, you've got the Washington Redskins, $2 outsiders. They're at home to the Philadelphia Eagles at $1.80, so a small line there of 1.5. And then around about 6:30 on Monday morning, the Green Bay Packers $1.58 and the Seattle Seahawks, $2.40. The line there is 3.5. And then, well, Sunday night football, which is Monday morning for us at 10:30. The Dallas Cowboys, $1.50. The New York Giants, $2.60. The line is a flat 4 at the moment. And there's two games for Monday night, which will be Tuesday morning for us. So the NFL is back in action tomorrow, Andrew.
And so is the English Premier League after the international break.
Big one, Saturday night, a 9:30 game at Etihad Stadium to begin round 4. Manchester City against Liverpool. Manchester City, $1.85. The draw at $3.75. And Liverpool also $3.75. And just looking at some of the bigger teams, there's a few in action at midnight on Saturday. You've got Arsenal, $1.35 at home to Bournemouth. Tottenham, they're $2.05 favourites, even though they're away to Everton. Chelsea, they're $1.70 favourites when they're away to Leicester City. And just rolling down, Manchester United, they play 2:30 on Sunday morning. They're away to Stoke City, and Manchester United, $1.47. So we have had the international break, unfortunately, for all of us following the Socceroos. It wasn't the best. We'll have to see them go through a couple of, hopefully, two-league playoffs to get to the World Cup next year. But the EPL is back with an absolute cracker to start round 4 on Saturday night between Manchester City and Liverpool.
And updated markets, of course, as the US Open tennis draws to a close. For all of those sports and others, Trent, tell people how they can get a bet on it, Tab.
You can head to your local Tab at tab.com.au and you can view all of those markets and plenty more on the app through your mobile.
This has been the Sporting Edge, part of Winners and RSN 927 social media.